This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm talking to David Endine, who's the owner of Red Art Gallery. And although today is Friday, we're actually going to be talking about what he's getting ready for the first Thursday, which is next week, of course. David, what have you got in line for us? What are you scheming and plotting?
Okay, let me first tell you about the first Thursday thing. It started as an art walk around Bree Street, around Cape Town, and then every restaurant climbed in on the bandwagon, and now the whole world's open up in Bree Street and in the surrounding area, and it's an excuse to have a party with the art, of course, as well. So what we had last first Thursday is a band called Adamu, a three-piece band, and it was very successful, so we want to have a great first Thursday this time around again. We've been very lucky this year. The tourists have been here in droves, and we sold loads of art to tourists. The last month's been very quiet, but every first Thursday is the excuse to have a bit of a party at the gallery where we have alcohol and some food and wine, and there's a three-piece band, and everyone has a good time.
So what's the three-piece band this time?
They are called Adamu. It's Buddy Wells on saxophone, brilliant, well-known jazz.
Very well-known, indeed.
And there's also Adamu is the singer. He's a guy from Angola. He's been in Cape Town for years. And there's a guy on drums.
So that sounds like a good party. Yeah. Now, what about the party on the walls? What can we expect to see?
We've got wonderful. I've owned the gallery for 20 years. We opened up recently corner of Wales Street and Batengrach Street, 76 Wales Street to be exact. We opened up 2.5 years ago. I had another gallery in Takai, the Red Gallery, for 20 years, but we closed down due to COVID. I had a restaurant inside, and we had 22 staff, so we had to close the whole thing down. So we've resurrected ourselves again, and hopefully people know where to find us.
Well, every time I come through the Boer Kaap at that intersection, I always check out what's in the window, and it always looks exciting. And it's not just paintings. So a little bit more about the sculpture. I often see some interesting light installations. So a little bit about what we can expect?
I think we've got lots of big, bright, contemporary, modern sort of art. The average size of a painting is probably about a meter by a meter and a half. We have sculptures by Jean Doyle, sculptures by Marco Ulufir. So I think people must just come along and see it as it is.
Browse around and make sure they get to know what's happening there. But it's also an interesting history because you've been in the art market, as you say, for 20-odd years now. Have you seen any changes or things that you've see people, for instance, you're doing bigger work, and lots of people think in smaller spaces they need to economize, and yet big often creates more space.
It's actually interesting in that we don't hang too many small paintings in the gallery because people seem to be going bigger and bigger. I mean, in the last 20 years that I've owned the gallery, people just want to buy larger and larger. The art just seems to have got larger and bigger and bolder. And at the moment, a lot of bright abstract paintings are selling quite well at the moment, weirdly enough.
Well, I don't know if it's weird, but there is a change in taste. You're talking to a younger market, people looking for different ideas and different things that they want to have. And I think the idea of cramming up with lots of little things is taking the trend to more bold, exotic, colorful work. And that's what you're basically confirming. But do you really find that all that party going on, that people still actually do look at the art?
I think it's a bit of both. I think what you'll find sometimes is people come in on first Thursday and they'll have a bit of a party, and then they might come along the next day and say, listen, Dave, we were here last night at the party, but we really like some of those paintings and let's talk. So
it's a very good excuse for having a party and going out there. So get along to the Red Art Gallery. It's easy to find. And of course, if you want to know your way in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Artcraft Museum map to know the what, the why, and the where. And you can always go to mapmyway.co.za.
This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.